Next edition of Clan Radio. I'm with the Hockey and Operations Director, Gareth Chalmers. I've got that one right, haven't I?
Yep, that's right.
We're going to talk about the Wall of Fame, which was announced during the week. The first banner has been unfurled, that of Bruce Richardson. But let's talk about its origins first of all. What was the idea behind it? Who came up with the idea?
It was an accumulation of a couple of people. We've been for a while, we've been looking at different ways in which we can improve the arena. Just looked at the back wall. The back wall has been a bit of a bugbear for us for a while. We looked at a couple of options, including a big screen, maybe just a clan banner. And Neil, the owner, came up with the option of having a Wall of Fame as such. And we've been talking about it for about a year now. It's just been getting the right time and getting everything set up. And in the end, we decided to go with the Wall of Fame, and it's worked out pretty well.
The fans seem to like it. Bruce Richardson was the first one that was unfurled. I interviewed him early in the week, as you know. And he seemed to take it as a great honour. I take it that's what you're hoping for the rest of the players that get that accolade as well.
Yeah, for sure. It's been a difficult one. We've had a look at a number of different guys from each season, discussed it. Like, myself and the owner have discussed who we think should go up there and what they've contributed to the club, and not just on the ice but off the ice, what the way the club's grown and the way these people have had roles in the growth in that area. And we just feel the people that we've selected are the right guys. They've all got different reasons for being up there. It isn't all about who was the best player or who was the MVP in a certain year. It's about, as I say, it's about what those guys brought to the bigger picture. So we feel that all the guys up there fitting to what we're trying to do. So yeah.
So I'm going to put you on the spot. When you say who chose the players?
There was. I was involved in the discussions, yeah. But ultimately it was the owner's final decision. So he decided them, and you know it's he's worked hard to make this organisation go, and you've got to give him credit for that. He's put the money into the club, so he had final say, and some people disagree with him, but I understand the reasons why he's chosen them. So.
Now, you've got five so far. Are you going to do a sixth this year? Are you going to carry that over to next year?
We'll probably do that next year. The plan is to each year's unveil one. So the sixth for this season will probably be decided next year. So the five will go up this year, and then we'll probably have to put the sixth up next year. So it's going to be every season. It's going to be an ongoing trend in terms of investment and putting the banner up.
Now, there's also the point of view that, you know, we saw fans on social media talking about who could possibly go up there. We both know who's going up there, but it's going to cause a lot of debate, won't it? Was that something in the back of your mind as well?
Yeah. I think it's important to keep debate and discussion going. As a hockey club, we're quite, we encourage it. The fans want to feel part of the club, they want to feel part of the history. So that was, we thought about how good we get the fans involved. So it's been good that they've been able to get involved in it and discuss and debate, and everybody's got their own opinions who should be up there, everybody's got their favourites. So it's been good, it's causing that discussion, it's causing that debate, and that's good for us because it gets our name out and about on social media, which is the whole aim. But not only that, is it helps us ultimately put bums on seats, because we can sell tickets off the back of this, and it's good. The whole concept worked out very well for us.
And of course, there's going to be criticism for certain ones that may have missed out.
Yes. You can't, unfortunately, we kind of put everybody up there, which is difficult. So we just have to make the hard decisions and just put up who we think's right for the situation and right for the club. So,
are you willing to provide any clues to who the fans can expect at this moment?
No.
Good stuff, Gareth. Thanks very much.
Oh, cheers.